According to a new report from Arkansas Children's Hospital, Arkansas has made progress in vaccinating children. That report, titled Natural Wonders, The State of Children's Health in Arkansas, says the state has increased from 57% compliance in 2007 to 72% compliance in 2011. Scott Gordon, ACH Executive Vice President, says this is an example of where they've been able to move the needle by informing parents in a timely manner of the importance of immunizations.
And also to debunk some of the myths that have sprung up around immunization so that people can understand how safe they really are. We're really pleased with that because it does mean that kids are protected against diseases that they have no reason to contract if they are immunized. We are concerned, however, that there is some increasing use of philosophic exemptions by families which don't have a medical basis, but allow in Arkansas for families to exempt the children out from immunization. So we're going to be working to continue to educate and inform people so they can make informed choices.
According to the report, ACH has led the Natural Wonders Partnership Council since its inception in 2007. More than two dozen leaders from various fields meet monthly to share information and prioritize steps that will improve children's health and well-being. This is the fourth edition of the Natural Wonders Report, which Gordon says came from a question that was asked during a 2006 Board of Directors retreat.
One of the board members asked the question, since we do such a good job for the kids who have injury and illness and need to be in the hospital, what are we doing for the kids in Dumas? And Dumas was sort of a placeholder for all the small towns out and about around the state. So the basic question was, what are we doing to help all of the children in the state, not just the ones that are brought to us?
Gordon says they began collecting data by conducting a random survey of 1,000 families spread evenly over the state's four congressional districts, as well as by organizing focus groups and key informant groups. Gordon says they revisited that same methodology in 2012 and 2013, and they replicated it with all new people in order to gather additional information. Because they used the same method for gathering data, Gordon says they have continuity from their first data set until 2013, which means they have the beginnings of some trending information. The report looks at a variety of areas such as access to care, oral health, and unintentional injuries. The report looks at where the state has made improvements in one category and points to areas where continued intervention is needed. In the category of unintentional injury, for example, the report notes that while Arkansas infants die at almost double the national rate from sudden infant death syndrome, the state's rate of unintentional child death has dropped by 40% in the last decade. Gordon says while the state has made improvements, that number is still high compared to the rest of the country because other states are also making improvements. A comprehensive education program to help people understand there are certain things they can do to help promote the health of children in the first year of life has been one of the strategies used to address this issue.
We've done a lot of work around the idea of sleeping children on their back and not on their stomachs. We've worked to make sure that cribs are safe and don't have ways for children to get their heads caught between the slats in the cribs, or not to get covered up with blankets and smother. And we've also promoted the idea that it's not safe to put an infant in bed with adults. These things alone make a huge difference in terms of reducing the number of sudden infant death syndrome children.
Gordon says the report highlights a number of areas where they are proud of their accomplishments, such as oral health. He says Arkansas is one of only a few states that doesn't have a dental school. He says the state faces a challenge in terms of attracting enough dentists and making sure there are plenty of dentists that are willing to see children. While working to improve oral health, Gordon says they have been promoting the idea of pediatric dentistry in areas of the state that haven't had that in the past. He also says the state, through the Medicaid system, has improved the reimbursement for dentists treating kids.
We're most proud, though, of our dental sealant program that the hospital has conducted for the last 5 years. We've been able to take kids ages 6 to 9 and put sealants on their permanent teeth when they come in, and as a result, protect those teeth so they don't get cavities. When we started in 5 years ago, Arkansas had 15% of the children in the state between ages 6 and 9 that had their teeth sealed. Today, that number is 27%. And the national Healthy People 2020 goal for 2020 for the nation for this age range is only 28%. So we're really moving that needle rapidly and in a very positive direction.
ACH Executive Vice President Scott Gordon says he is also proud of the work the Injury Prevention Center, members in the Natural Wonders Coalition, and others have done to create a trauma system in the state, as well as implement primary seatbelt laws.
On an average, it takes 5 minutes and 50 seconds for a child who is identified to the trauma system to be referred to and accepted by a trauma center for care, and putting that trauma physician in touch with whoever the caregiver is at the moment. So we make that connection within 5 minutes and 50 seconds on the average now today, which for a rural state like Arkansas is phenomenal. The other thing is we've seen a major drop in the number of teen and child deaths in automobiles after we implemented the primary seatbelt law and implemented the graduated driver's license. And so we're excited because this means between 30 and 40 children each year are not killed. So those are funerals we don't have to have. These are kids whose lives are able to continue and grow. And it's just an exciting thing for our state.
When addressing issues like child health care, Gordon says one of the most important things is for the public to be informed.
The way that we can inform is both through the publishing of this report in both a hard copy and also in the electronic form at the Arkansas Children's Hospital website, so people can have ready access to accurate information and also learn about programs that are existent in the state that are addressing some of the issues that are facing children and families. It also gives communities a chance to look at what they might do in addressing the needs that they identify within their local communities, so that we have a situation in which the state at all levels is mobilizing energy and resources to improve the health status of children.
You can read the full 2014 Natural Wonders Report by visiting archildrens.org/news and clicking on the Publications and Newsletters tab. This is Ozarks at Large.